Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles
and fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I hope you're having a very cute week this week. And it's a little cloudy outside today, but it's not too bad today. So if I were you, bring the jackets just in case, because it's a little chilly out today. So if you're in New York, that is. So, yes, I hope you're having a great week so far. And I can't believe it's May, which is absolutely nuts. And this episode's going to be awesome. It's going to have a good time. And it's going to be amazing. So that's it. Wait a minute. Excuse me. Where are my manners? I'm your host, Marilyn Negron. Recap Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is known as the Henry Danger Universe and the HDU. Recap both of these lovely shows. And today's episode is the season premiere two-parter. And this is the last part of the whole season three premiere, so you do not want to miss it. And trust me, this episode is going to blow you away. And season three premiere is going to be awesome to conclude all of it. And you're going to have fun hearing it. So I want you to sit back, relax, enjoy the show. And I hope I made this podcast a little bit better, is because you want to hear Danger Podcast, am I right? So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure you put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, yeah. So let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. So this is the Marvel movie we've all been waiting for, guys, and that is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. That's right, this is the closing chapter of the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise, which I don't want it to end, but it's making me cry into tears all of a sudden. Say it's much better than Endgame, so that is kind of interesting. The rest of the cast is back for the final chapter, and I am so dang excited about this movie. So make sure, if you're a Marvel fan, you should go and get your tickets for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and it will be in theaters this Friday. So you know when I'm going to go and get my ticket. So, yeah, so make sure you go and get your tickets for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and I guarantee it, it's going to be tearful, it's going to be heartfelt, but it's going to be a perfect closing chapter to the Guardians franchise. So make sure you go and see it this Friday, and I guarantee you, by the end of it, you will be heartfelt. So check it out as much as you can. And this Sunday is the 2023 MTV Movie and TV Awards, which I'm really, really excited. So I always stay tuned to this type of award shows, because we'll see who shows or movies are going to be nominated for this year, from last year to this year, and I'm really, really excited to see who goes home with a golden popcorn. I'm super duper excited, so make sure you tune in 7/6 Central on MTV, or 8/7 Central, or whatever you can find your time, and it's going to be so good, it's going to be so amazing, and trust me, you might want to tune in to see which movie or TV show would win. So make sure you tune into the 2023 MTV Movie and TV Awards this Sunday. That's right, this Sunday, so you do not want to miss it. So it's 8 o'clock, 11 o'clock Central, and make sure you check it out. So I'm really, really excited to see who wins and gets the golden popcorn, and it's going to be amazing. So make sure you stay tuned to that. So this Sunday, you do not want to miss it, so stay tuned to that. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 2 of season 3 of Danger Force, and this is The Force Returns Part 2. Like I said, this is the conclusion of the season 3 premiere, and I'm super, super duper excited about this one. So, if you loved the first part, which was absolutely crazy, you're gonna love this second part, and the two-parter of the season 3 premiere is gonna end. I'm so excited, and I can't wait for y'all to hear it, so it's gonna be amazing. Oh my god, would you go and look at the time? I gotta go set up for this Danger Force episode. So, yeah, so make sure you go keep it up with the plays, guys. Keep it up with the follows. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So thank you so much. I really adore you and I love you. And, yeah, that's about it much. So the new episode's about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there. And I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. This just in! We got a Danger Force update! So I'm going to recap episode 2, season 3 of Danger Force, The Force Returns Part 2. So I know I said the Danger Force Returns Part 1, but it's kind of the same thing. But this is the conclusion of the season 3 premiere, and I am so freaking excited, guys. So if you're tuning in from outside of the United States, don't worry, you'll get the first sneak peek of this episode, so you do not want to miss it. And trust me, this episode is the conclusion of the season 3 premiere, and I am so dang excited. So there's a lot of things involved, and yeah, so it's really a really exciting one. So I hope you sit back, relax, and enjoy the show, and who knows, maybe you'll love this new episode as much as I did when I first watched it, and it's going to be awesome. So make sure you go get your snacks, your things, everything you've got. And that's all I can say. So I hope you love this episode as much as I do. And that's all I can say. So, yeah. So, man fans, and to parents who have kids who are man fans, should turn on the speaker, whatever device that you have, is because this episode's about to blow you away. And if you already have done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So let's get this party started. And let's begin. Okay, so there are 3 C's involved in this, and that's the Man's Nest, Thomas Crapper Prison, and KLVY News. So here's part 1. Previously, on Danger Force. Cut to them all in the bedroom, and then Chopper said, "I haven't seen my mom in days." To Mika next to Bo, saying, "Bo's mom is also missing." Cut to her father and said, "I cannot find my wife anywhere." To the computer, and cut to Schwartz and said, "I think someone is stealing all of the moms in 12U. Cut to turnover and said, "Including mine." To number 20 and said, "You're going to be here for a long time." Cut to Mika with all of them and said, "I think Danger Force should find them." To Catherine and said, "Oh, your mom says you can't be in Danger Force." Cut to Miles and said, "What mama don't know won't hurt her." And cut to Vault next shout out and said, "Let's find our moms." The captain man next to Schwan said, "Let's find all the moms." And that's about it. So it's cut to the Man's Nest, and they did a slow-mo getting ready scene. And shouts open the door. The Danger Force music in the background. And then AWOL comes in, high-fives his sister, like he always does. And cut to Volk getting herself ready with her electricity power, which is kind of cool. And we see Brainstorm tying his shoes with his own power, which was super cool and amazing. And then we see Captain Man doing his shoes, but Schwaz was untying his shoes. And then he gives him the fist bump. And that's when all the kids do their chopping up the board scene. Board scene Volt did hers with her electricity. Shadow did hers with her screaming. Ah! And she screamed again. So... And then AWOL just hit his as well, which was doing his cool thing like always. And then there goes Brainstorm with a coconut buddy. He was about to hit it, but he went the wrong direction. And they looked all at Captain Man and hit Captain Man instead. And it hit him in the ground. He's like, cut to him getting up, getting off of his mouth. He's like, "Everyone stop being so dramatic." Cut to all of them. Cut to him saying, "We got moms to find." Cut to all the kids Brainstorm and Volt saying, "Let's go!" The man and AWOL said, Let's dig and go!" And they went all their separate ways. Captain Man went to the doors. Somehow Brainstorm went to another part of the thing. And so AWOL did his transportation. And somehow Volt just went down the tube. And Charles said, "Wait, guys, we don't even know where the moms are yet. I just want... Wait. Everybody. And she became lonely at that. And Schwartz was right next to her. Cut to her next to Schwaz going crossing her arms. And cut to Schwaz saying, "Sometimes being smart is lonely." Just shout out saying, "Yeah." I cut to all of them coming back. One from a different direction. AWOL just coming from another window. Come all the kids coming back from their previous stancing. Cut to Ketaman going to them and saying, "Does anyone know where we're going?" And cut to all of them overlap and chatter to Schwaz and Shadow just looking. And cut to Brainstorm translating and said, "I have no idea, but maybe this baby goat knows where the moms are." And cut to the goat next on his arm saying, "Meh." He said, "Man, I live on a mountain. How am I supposed to know where moms live?" Cut to AWOL and confused with Volt, and he said, "Question." He said, "Where Brainstorm get the baby goat?" Cut to Brainstorm and said, "Bleeds me. They just kind of follow me everywhere now." Cut to all of them, and cut to Volt just raising her hand, said, "Better question." All said, "Where are the moms?" Cut to all of them looking at Shadow and said, "I'm trying to pull out their tracking devices right now." Cut to all of them being unavailable, but it looks like they all have been deactivated. Cut to her with Schwaz and said, "Or they might be out of range," which they made a good point. Cut to Catherine and said, "Yeah, well, when I find out who..." Both of them look at Catherine and said, "Yeah, well, when I find out who stole Mom and Swalview, I'm going to deactivate their face." Cut to Volt going to next to... Catherine and says, and their life's going to be out of range. Yeah. Cut to both of them high-fiving. Cut to AWOL, Volt, Brainstorm, and Catherine said, "Yeah!" So Goat said, "Meh!" He said, "Let's go!" Cut to Catherine said, "Let's go get those moms!" Cut to both separate ways again, but this time they went different positions. One going that way, one going the other way. So ever. AWOL said, "Yeah!" And cut to Catman going down the tube saying, "Down the tube!" Then Minx Chapa went to the doors and Bows went to the guillotine door and somehow AWOL said, "I used his power to get out of there." Device beeping and whirring out of nowhere. And shout out and Schwaz go, I cut to all of them going back again. One going through the chairs, one going different directions. Cut to Ben and said, Nope, did it again. Chopper got out of the guillotine door and said, "That was my bad, you know, I got..." So Captain said, "I got, like, worked up about it, you know." I cut to the overlapping chatter with both of them. And now cut back to the Thomas Crapper prison where the moms are being held. And so how the mom Alejandra and Angela are getting their gray hairs like crazy. So how number 20 is going to the thing and all the moms were shouting at them. Cause all the moms are shouting at number 20 when he was doing. And cut to Alejandra Silva said, Hey, he said, "You can't keep us here." To Celia O'Brien next to her and said, "Yeah, our families are useless without us." Cut to Angela Mack and said, "Yeah, and I've got like 50 million things to do today." Cut to all of them shouting again. Cut to number 20. Cut to Celia O'Brien and the rest of the moms. Celia O'Brien said, "Excuse me, sir. Yes," he said, "you need to let us go." Cut to all... They all let them shout an argument. Cut to mom number one said, "Yeah, in like 3 days. And cut to all of them looking at her. Cut to mom number one and cut to Angela and said, "What do you mean in 3 days? He said, "We're in jail." Cut to Alejandra Silva saying, "Our families need us." Trent overrun his mom said, "My son thinks I'm gone." Cut to Mary Gaberman's mom right next to Trent's mom and said, "Who will underestimate my daughter's self-confidence if I'm not there?" And cut to mom number one going to the other side of the room while number 20 is doing his thing, saying, I know. He said, "But like..." Cut to her turning around and said, "Do you hear that?" Cut to all the moms being confused. Cut to mom number one saying, That is the sound of no one bugging us. About anything. Cut to Celia and Alejandra and cuts it back to Mom Number One and said, no one's asking us to find their shoes. Celia O'Brien and said, no children dragging baby goat hair into the house. Alejandra Silva next to her and saying, no lazy husband's asking us to stop businessing with China. So Alejandra and Macklin next to her and said, no dad's asking us to tuck them in for their third nap. Cut to Mary Kipperman's mom right next to Trent's mom and saying, cut to Angela Mack and said, you know what? Cut to going to her and said, now that you mention it. Cut to her and going to Mom Number One and said, 3 days in a jail cell with you girls wouldn't be so bad. Cut to her high-fiving, saying, woo! Mom Number One saying, that's right! So all of them arguing. Celia O'Brien said, cut to Celia O'Brien next to Aunt Alejandra and say, it just feels so good not to 50 million things to do every day. Cut to Angela Macklin saying, right? And cut to all of them and cut to Alejandra Silva next to Celia and said, Mom, saying, hold on. Alejandra Macklin next to Mom Number One saying, what? Well, the moms are just in the background. Alejandra Silva next to Celia said, if we're not doing the 50 million things, no one will. Cut to the other moms and cut to her and said, everything in Swavia will completely fall apart. To Number 20 said, yes. Cut to Angela and Mom Number One being scared and said, oh! And they backed up. Cut to all the moms and cut to Number 20 and said, that's the plan. Cut to Celia O'Brien said, well, that doesn't sound good. To Mom Number One saying, 3 days off sounds pretty good to me. And cut to Mary Gaberman's mom said, cheers to 3 days off! Trent Overrun's mom said, my worries are gone! And cut to them all cheering. All of them dancing. Some of Mary Gaberman's mom is playing the flute for some reason. And cut to Celia and Angela, Alejandra and Angela Macklin going to one side. So then both of the moms looked at her rock. And cut to Angela next to Alejandra and said, can I borrow that rock? Cut to Celia next to Angela and said, oh, sure. She takes it off and gives it to Angela and said, if I lose it, why she just buys me a bigger one? Angela next to Alejandra saying, something wrong with these people. And cut to all the moms just having fun while Angela's trying to trace and try to get it out of there. It's cut back to the KLVY News. And they are just a mess. Trent and Mary, as always. Trent Overrun said, it's been 3 days without moms and things are completely falling apart. To Mary Gaberman said, that's right, Trent. Without my mom to consistently cut me down, I simply can't function. Cut to Trent Overrun said, neither can I. And neither can Swellview. Without moms to say, don't do that. There's chaos in the streets. Cut to Mary Gaberman said, and cookie crumbs in the sheets. Cut to Trent Overrun and with the both of them said, businesses are closed. Police can't find their shoes. There's no one left to take out the trash. A spokeswoman for Swellview's husband simply said, help! From behind some bushes. Because, like me, he couldn't find his big boy pants. Cut to Mary Gaberman said, without moms, society has collapsed. And Captain Man paused the thing and said, told ya! Cut to all of them looking at the monitor and said, moms are our greatest natural resource. So the kids cut to the Captain Man and said, I've been saying it for years, but does anybody listen to me? Cut to the kids and said, no! Cut to Captain Man and said, no, it's always, oh, what's the deal with moms, Ray? He said, why you put triggers on all the moms, Ray? He said, you gotta wash your hands even if it's just pee, Ray. Cut to Volt with brainstorm and Volt's like, ugh. Cut to Shoutout said, okay. He said, you were right. Is that what you wanted to hear? So Captain Man said, more than anything in the world. Cut to Volt and said, okay, but that still does not help the fact that Swellview is burning without moms. And she points to the scene outside where three buildings are burning down And two blimps are collide to each other saying, "Help, Mommy!" And the alarms are wailing. Cut to Brainstorm next to Volt and everybody else and said, "I'm worried about my stepdad." Jamie said, "Without my mom, he's a mess." So AWOL next to Shadow and said, "You talk to him?" Brainstorm said, "Never. But he helped, left this note at the bottom of my yogurt cup saying he'd be on the news today." And he showed the cup saying he'd be on the news today or something like that. Cut to all of them looking at the TV, and Vice Mayor Willow was there and said, "Without my wife, me a mess." Cut to Brainstorm and said, "Yogurt never lies." And Vice Mayor Willow next to Trent and Mary said, I'm the vice mayor, not the function, but I'm my wife, mayor. So I'm resigning. To Trent over and say, "God help us all." Vice Mayor Willow said, "Also, I locked myself out of the house, so if anybody has a place where I could crash..." Cut to all of them looking at Sheesh look and say, "Fair warning, I do not smell good." And while Vice Mayor Willow was in the background, Mary gave him and said, and she was like, "Oh, the ghost in my ear is telling me that..." And while Vice Mayor Willow was going through the background, said that a number of city officials have also resigned to the absence of various moms, wives, and other beloved maternals. Cut to Trent over and said, "Officials like Judge Tootie, the commissioner, Firefighter Jim, Fire Starter Pete." Cut to all of them and cut to back to the news. And the Commander General of Swellview National Guard, Kevin Durant's brother. Just Kevin Durant, when Kevin Durant had a mustache, said, "Darren Durant." Cut to Shadow, who couldn't believe it, getting up and said, "Aw, not Kevin Durant's brother, Darren Durant." Cut to Captain Man and cut to both AWOL and Shadow, said, "This is bad." AWOL next to his sister and people, bad people. Kevin Durant's brother, Darren Durant, has families who never missed a day of work in his life. Cut to Trent overriding the news again. Cut to all of them looking. Here's a list of all the government officials who have resigned, as well as the names of their newly promoted placements. Cut to Shadow next to AWOL and said, "I know those names." Cut to Brainstorm and said, "Trent and Mary?" Said, "Me too." And he put his hand to his chin and said, "But what do they have to do with the moms?" To Shadow next to AWOL and said, "I don't mean them. I mean the replacement city officials." To Vault, who had the similar look, and said, "Yeah, they do look familiar." Shadow going to the computer and said, "They're all corrupted." And cut to all going to her and said, "After I got kicked out of Danger Force," and said, "I started fighting crime on my own." Cut to Kevin and said, "Psh, nerd." And AWOL said, "Psh, right." To Shadow and said, "It's better than joining a cult." Cut to AWOL going towards his sister and said, "It's a community of like-minded individuals." Cut to Captain Man next to her and said, "It'd be a lot cooler if it was a cult." And Captain Shadow said, "And while I was do-gooding on my own, I started tracking corruption at City Hall." And she looked at the computer with things that all of these new people are bad. Cut to Brainstorm and AWOL and Shadow said, "Shoutout's right." And cut to her going to the corner and said, "When I was a criminal," he said, "cut to, I battled with all those people like every Tuesday." Cut to all of them and cut to her again. He said, "Every single one of them, those replacement officials, is a bad dude." Cut to Shadow said, "This must be why someone captured every mom in Swellview." Cut to her, "So the government would fall." Cut to AWOL said, "And get replaced by bad people." AWOL said, "Who do bad things?" To Kedman said, "And run Swellview right into the ground." Cut to Brainstorm said, "Oh, we gotta find those moms." Cut to Captain Man with all said, "Yeah, but how?" He said, "Those trackers don't work. We find them. We can't find them. Those moms. Those moms could be anywhere." And somehow this woman just came out of the man's nest like nowhere. Cut to all of them shouting, "It's a swamp monster!" Cut to all of them getting ready with mud. He said, "Quick, someone give me a taco." Cut to Captain Man with all of them. "Swamp monsters hate the dry crunch of a hard shell taco." Cut to Shelly O'Brien falling to the ground. Cut to falling using a power set. "I'll handle it!" And Shoutout stopped her. He's like, "Hang on!" He said, I don't think that's a swamp monster. To brainstorm going to her, said, I can barely recognize her without her massive diamond ring. But I think that's my mom. Cut to her turning around and then looking at her son and said, Bozy, is that you? Cut to Shadow, Vault, Captain Man, and AWOL gasping. Cut to Brainstorm and said, Mama? And cut to all of them. And that's about it. And then the Danger Force theme song comes on. And that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. There are three scenes involved in this. The man's nest, the Thomas Crapper prison, and the cave near the swamp. So cut to the man's nest, cut to Bo's getting her mom a towel, cut to Vault and Captain Man helping her out. Brainstorm said, right over here, Mom said, Vault, you're doing great. Captain Man said, she's fragile. Cut to pushing Vault to the side. To AWOL next to Shadow saying, relax, man. Cut to Captain Man next to Vault and said, hey, this could be the last mom on Earth. Cut to AWOL and Shadow. Cut to Captain Man and Silly and said, she might need mouth to mouth. Vault said, what? Cut to Shadow and AWOL said, she doesn't need mouth to mouth. Cut to Brainstorm was about to kiss his mom and just use his power to get away from her. He said, cut to all of them. And Brainstorm says, if I know my mom, cut to Brainstorm said, all she needs is a towel. She used his power and gave them his mom the towel. Cut to Celia Brown said, oh, said, thank you. To AWOL next to Shadow and said, is she going to need more than one towel? And then she, like a magician, it feels like she got the mud is off of her like it was nothing. And AWOL was impressed and Shadow was impressed and was like, okay, Bose's mom. Shadow said, how did you? Cut to Celia Brown said, I'm a mom. Cut to Captain Man and Vault. Cut to him. Speaking of which, cut to all of them and said, I am not sure if you're aware. Cecilia O'Brien said, but all the moms in Swellview have been taken prisoner. To Vault next to Captain and said, yeah. Said, we're aware. And cut to Cecilia O'Brien next to all of them and said, and what? You're all in your uniforms. Cut to Vault next to Captain and said, yeah, we're aware of that too. Cecilia O'Brien said, well, I happen to be known for a fact that none of you are allowed to be in danger for. And to Brainstorm said, Mom. And he looked at her son and said, Brainstorm said, we have bigger problems right now. To Celia O'Brien said, that's right. So, go get them. Us. The moms. Cut to both all of them at different angles. Go ahead. He said, rescue. He said, go. He said, go on. He said, why are you still standing here, around here? Cut to Celia O'Brien said, do I have to say it in goat? Say, meh, go! The goat by the guillotine door. He said, meh! He said, on it, Bose's mom. Cut to all of them looking at the goat. Cut to Celia O'Brien said, see? He said, he's on it. Cut to AWOL next to his sister, tell us where to go! Cut to Celia and cut to Vault next to Captain and said, yeah, you were there. Tell us where the moms are being held. And cut to all of them and Celia O'Brien said, I would love to. Cut to Vault saying, the Captain said, oh. Cut to Shadow next to Brainstorm and AWOL said, thank you. Laughing chatter. Celia said, but I forgot. Cut to Shadow next to Brainstorm and AWOL saying, what? To Vault next to Catherine, you were just there! Overlapping chatter. Cut to Catherine said, I bet you remember if I gave you mouth to mouth. Vault said, no, she won't. And cut to Shadow next to AWOL saying, ew! Cut to Brainstorm getting the towel and putting on Captain Man's head. Oh, no! And incoherent yelling. Cut to Shadow and Brainstorm laughing at him. And Shadow laughing at him. Cut to Vault just looking at him going out and say, okay. He was like, you know what? I said, I'm fine. I may not be able to see. This place is like the back of my hand. Cut to all of them. He just screams and he just goes down below. Cut to AWOL and Shadow just, like, the faces. And cut to Shadow. And cut to Vault next to Celia. And cut to Shadow next to AWOL and say, "So," said, "what do you remember?" So Celia O'Brien said, "I remember being in some sort of a prison." And the flashback starts by the prison. And Celia O'Brien said, "The most of the other moms were happy to have a break from it all." And Trent Overrider's mom said, "I'm so happy to have a break from it all." Cut to Angela Megan doing another mom's hair and say, say, "Yeah." To Celia O'Brien said, "Except your moms and I wanted to get back to our families." Cut to Celia O'Brien, who's just standing there, and said, So I came up with a brilliant plan to break us out." And cut to all of them looking at her. And cut to Celia O'Brien and said, "Okay, fine. It wasn't my idea. It was Angela's idea." Cut to Angela's mom saying, "Mm-hmm." To all of them saying, "Mm-hmm." To all of them at the man's Nan's couch, while AWOL and Shadow were next to each other, AWOL said, "Yeah!" And Shadow said, "Yes!" Next to her and said, "That's my mom right there!" Celia O'Brien next to all of them said, "Her plan was to use my absolute diamond, massive diamond ring to scratch a hole in the wall while the guy who ran the prison wasn't looking." Cut to Vol next to Brainstorm and said, "Who was the guy?" Cut to AWOL next to Shadow and said, "Yeah, tell us about the guy." So Celia O'Brien said, "I don't know his name, but he was wearing a hoodie." Cut to Vault and Brainstorm said, "He had a creepy digital mask on his face." Cut to Celia O'Brien said, "And he calls himself number 20. Cut to number 20 just looked at the camera and said, number 20 said, "Oh, hey," said, "I'm number 20. Cut to Celia O'Brien said, "And he was busy making all the moms sit in these weird massage chairs." Cut to the two of them massage chairs. And number 20 was just doing that. That sucked out their energy and turned their hair white. And after they were done, they turned their hairs gray and they stand up and said, "That was the worst prison massage I've ever had." Cut to all the moms who had that great hair. On monitoring, Brainstorm says, "So how did you escape?" Cecilia O'Brien said, "Well, my job was to cover the hole that Angela was scraping whatever anyone was looking. And everything was going fine. Until I saw this mom with the most amazing skin who was like..." Cut to the other mom and cut to her and said, "Oh, I just don't moisturize. I just drink a lot of water." Cut to her hands down and said, "And that's when I knew I had to slap that amazing skin right off her face." Cut to Shadow next to AWOL and said, "You go, girl." Which AWOL agreed. Cut to Celia O'Brien and said, "And that's when things turned bad." And she was about to slap the mom in the face and cut to number 20 going to them and said, "Hey, you're trying to escape." And said, "That's bad." Cut to Celia O'Brien and said, "I panicked. I just slapped the stupid mom right in the skin." When she did, she goes to the hole and said, "And I ran out of there." Cut to mom number 2 on the floor and said, "My naturally glorious skin." And cut to all moms trying to get out of there, but they got there first. Brian said, "I thought Angela and Holly Hunter were right behind me, but mom number 20 got there first." Number 20 said, "I got here first." Cut to all the moms backing up, and number 20 puts a poster down. Brian said, "When I looked behind me, I saw that he had quickly covered the hole with a poster." Cut to all the moms gasping, saying, "With a poster of one man." Celia O'Brien said, "Of Channing Tatum." Cut to all of them, and AWOL, Shadow, Brainstorm, both were like, Cut to Shadow next to AWOL and said, "No mom would ever harm an image of Channing Tatum." Cut to Celia O'Brien said, "Yes. And that is why they're still trapped there." Cut to all the moms saying, "Channing." Cut to Mary's mom and another mom and said, "Tatum. Channing." Cut to number 20 brushing himself up with the poster of Channing Tatum. "Tatum." And the flashback ends. Cut to Vault next to Brainstorm and then what happened? Celia O'Brien said, "Well, I was running and running and thinking about Channing Tatum and running. And maybe he and I are getting a nice long brunch somewhere. And running. And then I found myself here." cuts a brainstorm involved and cuts at her and running. And then I found myself here. Cut to Vault and brainstorm and said, "You don't remember anything else." Cut to Celebrite said, "Well, Jen didn't order the eggs Benedict, but they were a little bit overdone. He didn't send the bag that because he's a gentleman." Cut to Captain Man coming out of there with bushes all over him, going towards Celia, and said, cut to her and said, "A dashing, handsome gentleman." So Captain Man next to her and said, "Y'all talking about me?" Next to Shadow said, "Nah," and said, "Tain him." Cut to Captain Man said, "Ugh," said, why do you moms even see in that guy? Cut to Celia Bryan said, "How much time do you have?" Cut to all of them except Shadow said, "Okay, grown-ups, focus," I said, "please." Cut to Shadow next to AWOL and said, "How'd you get so muddy?" To Celia Bryan said, "Well, I either ran through a swamp, or I used a gas station toy that exploded all over me," and then all of them went their separate ways after she said that, and Vol was like, "Whoa," jumping out of there. Shadow's like, "Okay." So Brainstorm said, "Okay, so I need a new mom." And somehow, AWOL just, the crunches on something, they both look down, along with Shadow, and he picks it up, and Shadow was like, "Was that a dry crunch of a hard shell taco?" Cut to all of them, and AWOL picking it up, and said, "Sure was." And cut to him with Shadow again. Cut to Celia O'Brien, said, "Yes, I bought a hard shell taco from an old man in a cave right before I entered the swamp." The flashback begins, and old man with a Scottish accent said, "There be monsters in your swamp. Go no further." And he grabs the taco and said, "Unless ye take these for swamp monsters. Hate the dry crunch of a hard shell taco. Da, da, da. But don't eat it just yet. You must save it for it." And cut to Brian said, "I ate it right there and then. Lucky he gave me another one." Cut to the old man with the English American accent and said, "Seriously? It's my last taco." He said, "Don't eat it, okay?" Psh, God. And the flashback ends and Celia Bryan said, "And I didn't eat that one." Brainstorm next to Vol said, "Good one, Mom." Celia Bryan said, "It sure was." He said, "I never would have defeated the swamp monster without the dry crunch of a hard shell taco." Cut to Captain Man proving the point. Cut to AWOL Wall next to his sister. "So, you were in a swamp." So Celia Bryan said, "Yes." Vol said, "Next to an abandoned prison." So Celia Bryan said, "Yes." Cut to Brainstorm said, "Cave Herman who gave out hard shell tacos." Celia Bryan said, "Yes." Then I said, "Look, you're gorgeous, all right? But none of this really helps, okay?" Cut to Celia O'Brien and cuts him and said, "There are tons of abandoned prisons next to swamps with cave hermits giving out hard shell tacos. Swamp is lousy without him. Lousy with them." Cut to all of them, cut to him. Cut to Shadow and said, "But there's only one near a gas station with terrible plumbing." And she put the image on the screen with the pump and dump gas station in the background. AWOL Brainstorm, Vault, Celia O'Brien, Captain Man said, "It cut to the image again," and all of them cut to that image again and said, "The pump and dump." Cut to Captain Man said, "Out of the old Hershey Highway." Cut to AWOL said, "Around the corner from." Cut to Vault said, "Where the fudge is made." Cut to Shadow with another photo and said, "With the prison," said, "Thomas Crapper Prison." Cut to Shadow said, "I bet that's where the moms are." Cut to Captain Man said, "Schwaz!" Cut to all of them, Schwaz says, "Yes!" Captain Man said, "Gas up the mothership!" And cut to Shadow and cut to Captain Man said, "We're gonna go rescue some moms!" Cut to all of them, and Schwaz says, "It's out of gas!" The Captain Man said, "Yeah, that's why I said to gas it up!" Schwaz says, "Okay." Cut to Shadow and cut to Brainstorm and Fall just nodding and said, "I'll be back in 15 minutes. Captain Man said, "Let's go rescue some moms." Cut to all of them standing up. Cut to Captain Man said, "In 15 minutes. And they did it too quickly and they sat back down. And that was about it. And that's the end of part 2. Now here's part 3. There are 2 scenes involved in this, in the Thomas Crapper prison and the man's nest. And somehow And somehow, number 20 is getting the mom energy out of Angela and Alejandra like crazy. And all of them are shouting in one corner. I cut to mom number 1's just cutting them off and said, okay, okay. I said, okay. To mom number 1 said, that is enough shaking. Number 20 said, that's what they get for trying to escape. Cut to number 1 said, with Alejandra and Angela don't look so good. He said, but that's, they've been in those chairs for too long. To Angela and cut to Alejandra. Cut to Trent over my water, mom next to her. His mom said, the color in their hair is almost gone. With the weight she's lifting. Mary Gaberman's mom said, I'm getting a wee bit uncomfortable with this lattie. It cuts to all of them shouting. It cuts to the number 20, cuts to the moms, it cuts to him again and said, your comfort is not my concern. And he twisted the thing and somehow there's mom's heads were a little bit shaking. And all the moms said, and somehow Captain Man just did his landing pose. I cut to number 20, cut to Captain Man again, cut to all the moms cheering for him. I cut to Captain Man saying, someone order a, cut to shout out, and Abel heading on top of him and said, ah! Cut to all the moms just looking at him. Captain Man saying, dang it! So I was, cut to all of them standing up and said, okay, said, all right. Charles said, that's our bad. Charles said, you okay? Captain Man said, yeah, I'm indestructible. You have to do that in front of all the moms and the 12 of you. Cut to AWOL and cut to shout out and said, not cool. Captain Man said, anyway, anyone order a beefy supreme? And cut to Brainstorm and Vold landing on top of him again and said, ah! And cut to the moms again. And Captain Man said, ah! And said, oh my god! And said, are you guys doing this on purpose? Captain Vold said, oh man, did you guys land on him too? And Captain Man said, yes! And Captain Man said, yeah, we are very rusty. And while Vault was getting up, cut to all of them, they all said, I mean, I could have teleported us in. Brainstorm said, I could have floated us all down. Cut to Shadow next to AWOL and said, there is a climbing rope in the mothership. Captain said, yeah, well, don't pinch on it now. Said, the moment's passed. Vault said, no, dude, say your line. Captain said, no, I'm not going to do it. It's ruined now. No, just say your line. It's going to be awesome. Said, we need to get this together. This keeps happening. Vault said, say your line. Captain said, you think so? Vault said, yeah. He said, all right. Cut to the moms. Cut to all the... cut to Captain Man said, somebody order a beefy supreme with a son. And cut to AWOL and Jarvis saying, what's happening to those moms? And cut to him forgetting about it and just walking away. Cut to number 20 with both Angela and Alejandro. Cut to mom number 1 and said, he's stealing their mom energy. He's stolen it from all of us. Cut to Shadow next to her. AWOL said, well, that ends now. Cut to Captain said, all right, you four handle these clowns. I'll get these moms to the mothership. Cut to number 20 was holding some kind of needle. Cut to the moms and cut to Captain Man and said, moms, he said, follow me. And he's about to punch an image of Channing Tatum. And all the moms like, and cut to Captain Man punching all the poster of Channing Tatum and they were screaming. And cut to Captain Man, cut to him and the children, and cut to Captain Man again. And cut to him going through where the kids were. Said, oh, relax. He's not even that hot. He's a it's got like sharp knees. Mom number 1 said, Hurtsy! Trent overruns mom said, get him! And cut to him getting shot and going out of the way. They're all yelling at him. And going to charge. And cut to all the moms out of there. And it's just Danger Force and number 20. And Vol just kicking stuff out of the way. We need to save those last two moms. To number 20 saying, with the needle and said, good luck. To Vol next to AWOL and shout out with Brainstorm said, I think we got this. He said, it's 4 against 1. But Brainstorm said, there's only 3 of us. Cut to AWOL and Shadow being concerned. Number 20 said, there may be four of you. Cut to Brainstorm next year. Bolt said, three. Cut to Bolt and Shadow being confused. AWOL and Shadow being confused again. Number 20 said, but I've been collecting mom energy for days. And now I have, and he pricks himself with a needle and said, duh! Cuts to the, such danger force and cuts him glowing with green energy. He said, ah! He said, mom power! He said, the ability to do 50 million things at once. Cut to Vault saying, that's not a thing. Cut to all of them getting their ready. Number 20, grunting, saying, ugh, ugh, and he divide himself into four and cut to danger force. And cut to all number 20s yelling, grunting, like, ugh! And somehow all four of them took danger force down. And he grunts himself again and turns himself into one man. Cut to fall on the ground and said, I was wrong. That is a thing. Cut to Shadow getting up and said, it's a very powerful thing. Cut to number 20. Cut to AWOL and said, we still got this. He said, AWOL said, if those two random ladies we don't know would let us use our powers, superpowers. Angela Mack and Weekly Shake said, fine with me. Leandro Silva and Weekly Shake said, just get me out of here. 20 said, shut up, Hugh. And he turned it really loud and somehow their heads were shaking like nuts. Cut to Brainstorm, Bolt concerned, and Brainstorm said, that does not look good. Cut to Charlotte saying, nope. And cut to him grunting again. And turns himself back into four. And so, all slow motion grunting, Charlotte gets punched in the face. To Bolt being tossed over by one of them. Slow motion grunting. And cut to Brainstorm getting charged by another one, slow motion grunts saying, ah, oof, while the other two watched, and then somehow AWOL tried to free his mom loose, and somehow the other one got to him and pushed him out of the way. And cut back to all four of them, and he turned back into one man, and somehow he went back to the moms, and cut to all of Danger Force going to the bookshop and getting the book thing that libraries use. And he said, we can't beat this guy. He said, his mom power is too strong. Cuts a Brainstorm next to them with getting a book. He said, you can be anything with the power of learning. And he flew the book to number 20. Number 20 just stared at him. And cut to him going back. He said, Shadow said, what are you? And he flew the book at number 20. And 20 just stared at him. Cut to Brainstorm and saying, anybody else got any ideas? Cut to Shadow out next to Vault, next to Brainstorm, and AWOL and said, I got an idea. Cut to the moms and number 20, cut to Shadow and said, nobody move until he gets closer. Said, you want him to get closer? Shadow said, just trust me. When I shout, you blast him. And cut to number 20 getting closer. And cut to her saying, no! And then she loses electricity to hit number 20. And cut to Danger Force. And cut to him getting blownly blast into the wall, getting the mom power energy off of him. And after that, the green energy just turned off, and the handcuffs were loose off the moms. And so cut to the number 20, Digital Mask just passed out on the floor, and Digital Mask went out. Cut to AWOL going toward the guy, Brainstorm next to them, and said, have you done that before? The Vault in surprise and said, no. So AWOL turned around and said, that was amazing! To Vault next to Shadow with happiness and said, that was all Shadow. Shadow said, thanks! She gives her a fist bump and said, although I think we might knock down this entire building. And cut to AWOL, cut to all of them, cut to AWOL again, with the building quaking. Cut to all of them and cut to Shadow's like, Bolt's like, mom! And somehow Brainstorm just blocked the pillar that was being crushed. And it's cut to the moms, cut to Brainstorm, cut to all of them. He pushed it off to the side. It cut to the moms again. And cuts to Brainstorm saying, "That was close." They all said, "Time to go!" And he goes to his friends. He uses his teleportation power, goes to the moms, grabs Angela and Alejandra, and teleports them out of there. And now it's back to the Kayla Wii news, where Trent and Mary felt so much better and said, "Breaking news! And all of Swellview's problems are gone!" Cut to Gabriel and said, "Because our moms are back." Cut to Trent overrun and said, "That's right, Mary. And all government officials who resigned are back at their jobs." Gabriel said, "The other officials tried to stay in their jobs, but the mayor argued to judge loophole, and the new people never said no give backs." The Trent overrun said, "An open and shut case." Gabriel said, "Indeed." Trent overrun and said, "In other news, the rumors are flying that Danger Force is also back." So both of them said, "Our goat on the street had this to say." Cut to both of them with a goat next to them, and the news said, "Meh!" Said, "They're back!" Cut to Mary Gabriel and said, "But experts say there's a new question." Cut to both of them said, "Is Danger Force here to stay?" And cut to Captain Man looking at the moms, and cut to shot up AWOL with Brainstorm and said, "So?" Cut to her with her brother and said, "Are we?" Cut to Celia O'Brien, Angela Silva, and Jill Macklin saying, "No." To all of them, Abel said, "Oh, come on!" Abel said, "Come on!" So AWOL next to her shout out with Volt and said, "That was a cruel mislead." Cut to Jill Macklin looking in the mirror and said, "Yeah, it was." So Silva at the barbershop chair while Schwaz was doing her hair and said, "And the answer is still no." He said, "It's too dangerous." Cut to Vold shout out and AWOL with Brainstorm. So Angela Manga said, "Yeah, what if the government finds out and takes you away from some street lab?" CEO replies, said, "If I lose my bows, the Vice Mayor can't just say, 'Buy me a bigger one.' Trust me, he has tried." Cut to shout out with AWOL said, "Wait, what?" Cut to Brainstorm said, "Mom, I'm gonna be fine." CEO Brian said, "You don't know that." Cuts all the moms overlapping reports. It was said, "Hey!" And all the moms listening to her. Volt said, "I'm usually the last person to say emotional junk like this." Cut to all the moms, cut to Volt and said, "But the four of us? And Captain Man?" Cut to Captain Man and cut to her and said, "I mean, we're better together than we are apart." Cut to the moms. And cut to Volt and said, "And this is who we are. You need to accept that." Cut to her and saying, "Right?" Cut to Shadow stepping out and said, "This is who I am." To Volt said, AWOL said, "This is who I am." Brainstorm said, "And you need to accept it." Cut to all the moms going one by one. And Alejandra Silva said, "Okay." Celia O'Brien said, "Okay." Cut to Angela Macklin said, well, wait. Cut to the kids and cut to Angela Macklin said, "Only if Schwaz promises me to do my hair once a month." Cut to Celia O'Brien said, "Oh, me too. Cut to Schwaz next to Alejandra Silva said, "Oh, well, I am booked up right now. I have to color Ray's hair every day." Cut to Catherine said, "No, he doesn't. Shut your mouth, Schwaz." "No, he doesn't." Cut to Angela and cut to Captain Man said, No, he doesn't. Cut to Angela Macklin said, "Well." Cut back to the kids. Cut back to Angela said, "Okay." Said, "You're back in Danger Force." And cut to all of them cheering said, "Yes." And cut to Captain Man being excited. I was like, "Yes." Cut to her being excited with all the glee. The Vault's like, "I know you want to sing." Cut to Shaza. "Oh, I don't know if I genuine." To Shadow, AWOL Brainstorm and Vault saying, "Moments." AWOL say, "Yeah." Shadow's like, "Woohoo!" High-fiving her brother. And cuts to Catherine say, "Yes! Yeah! Woohoo!" Cuts to him getting on the poster of Channing Tatum again, ripping it apart. Cuts to all the moms. Cuts to him again and say, "You feel that, huh?" Cuts to him and cuts to Shadow and Brainstorm, AWOL and Vault and say, overlapping, shouting at him, he said, "You feel that?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Awesome." And they're like, "That's how you do it." He said, "Woo!" I said, "We're back." And cut back to the prison. Cut to him going to the monitor and said, "This was a setback. But number 20 is still alive." Cut to him, number 20 passed out. Cut to number 1 and said, "We're still the cell. And we still believe that he is coming." All of them on the computer said, "Truly, he is coming." Said, "The cell survives." Said, "Long live the cell." And he punched the desk and said, "This isn't over." It cut to both of them, and one of them passed out in the prison. And that is about it. And scene! Woo! Okay, so I just recapped episode 2, season 3 of Danger Force, The Force Returns, part 2. Wow, wow, wow. So I hope you guys enjoyed the sneak peek of the episode. I hope you enjoyed it that much, and trust me, this episode was pretty, pretty marvelous, and I gotta say that much. So, yeah, I'm really happy with this episode turned out, and this was a great season 3 premiere of the show with 2 parts of the show. I'm excited to see what episodes are gonna do next, and trust me, you do not want to miss that. So, for overall, I give this an episode of 20 out of 10. What a great conclusion of the season 3 premiere. I am so dang excited to see what episodes they're gonna do next, and the cell is the main villain of the season, so I'm really pumped and excited for that. So, yes, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did, and you get a sneak peek, so I'm really excited for that, and I hope you enjoy this episode before Danger Force goes to your end of the woods, and hope you like this episode as much as I do. So, yeah, 20 out of 10 overall. Can't wait for another episode next week. So, yeah. And the next segment is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I covered this week's topics like Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is coming to theaters this Friday. So this is the final film of the Guardians franchise, which is bittersweet, but I'm going to be crying at this film as we worth it because they say this film is much better than Avengers Endgame. So I'm going to give it up to them for that. And this film is going to send a send-off to the Guardians of the Galaxy, which I don't want to say goodbye to, but it has to end at some point. And I'm so glad that they ended it on the high note with this film, and I'm glad I can't wait to see it, because if you're a Guardians of the Galaxy fan, if you're a Marvel fan like yourself or myself, trust me, you might want to see this film. So we should go and get your ticket for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. It will be in theaters this Friday, so you do not want to miss it. And trust me, this is the best film since Endgame, so I cannot wait. So make sure you go and get your tickets. I highly recommend for you to do so, and I can't wait to see it, so I highly recommend that film. And the 2023 MTV Movie and TV Awards is this Sunday. So make sure you watch it at 8 o'clock at 11 Central or whatever you're in your time zone in your for your guides. This award show is one of my favorite award shows to watch, so I can't wait to see what movie or TV show is going to win the Golden Popcorn at the end of the show. I am super duper excited because I can't wait for all the nominees, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be super duper good. All the movies and TV shows of the year from last year is going to get nominated and see who's going to win the Golden Popcorn, so I'm super duper excited. And I'm going to be dressing up, as always, like I normally would. So make sure you go and watch the 2023 MTV Movie and TV Awards this Sunday. So you do not want to miss that. It's only on MTV. It's going to be super duper amazing. So make sure you stay tuned. And there's nothing more I can say. So I cannot wait. And it's going to be thebomb.com. So it's going to be awesome. And I recapped episode 2, season 3 of Danger Force, The Force Returns, part 2. I cannot say good enough that the season 3 premiere was awesome, and they ended the two-parter with a high note for this episode. There's nothing more I could say about this episode, and I'm love it this far. So this is like a sneak peek for you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the way I enjoyed it. If you're from outside of the country, don't worry. This is like your sneak peek. And I gotta give a shout-out to the cast and crew as well for this two-parter. I mean, you guys did a fantabulous job on how to start season 3 off right. And there's nothing more I can say about this. So way to go, guys. 20 out of 10. This season 3 premiere was super duper awesome. Cannot wait to see more adventures of Captain Man. The Danger Force is going to go next. And the Danger Force is back, baby. So I'm really excited about it. So next week's episode, I am excited. And Yeah, I cannot wait to the next episode to see what's next. So it is amazing, and I cannot wait to see what's next. So, yeah. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is, where is there? One of my songs to you guys, and that theme is Miss Demi Lovato. I said it before, and I'll say it again. She's an icon, she's a legend, she's our childhood princess, and she is the moment. If you watched her on movies or film, or if you want to hear her music, she is a legend. So Demi Lovato is one of the people that I enjoyed watching as a kid. She is amazing. But not only that, her music has moved everybody around this world. And she is awesome. She is super duper amazing. And she went through ups and downs in her career. And I'm so proud that we get to end her Demi era on a high note this week. And I am excited. So Demi, this is dedicated to you. I love you so much. And I hope you are doing well and hope your music is rocking. So, yeah. So, Demi, this is dedicated to you. I love you and I hope you're doing well. So, let's end this Demi era right. Let's go and get it. And I'm really, really excited. So, yeah. So, this is the fifth and final song that I chose from her fourth album, Demi. It's called Really Don't Care with Cher Lloyd. So, Demi Lovato picked the right reason to choose Cher Lloyd for this song. Very, very excited because I love Cher Lloyd's music. She is so good. She is absolutely amazing. There's nothing more you could say about her. So if you love this song since it came out, well, you're going to listen to it again. If you've never heard of the song before, well, you get a treat from us and it's so good and amazing. So I hope this is a song to your liking and I hope you enjoy the song because it's a bop. It is super duper amazing and I hope you guys like it as much as we do. So, yeah, so I can't wait for here to listen to the song, and it's going to be amazing. So, Lovatix, if you're a big fan of Demi Lovato, and if you're a big fan of her music, make sure you turn up the speaker on your devices so you can sing along, dance along, and rock along. It makes me happy. It makes you happy. So here's the fifth and final song that I chose from her fourth album, Demi. It's called Really Don't Care, featuring Cher Lloyd. So, yeah, so let's turn this music up and let's get this party started, shall we?
Oh,
No words about this. Demi Lovato, you are a genius. You and Cher Lloyd killed this song like a banger, and oh my gosh, this is amazing. So I can listen to the song again and again and again if I have to, and there's nothing words to describe Demi's music, and I loved it. I loved it, period. I'm done. This is the song that I could listen to again and again and again. That's all I can say about it. But, yeah, so if you love Cher Lloyd's music or anything else, go to listen to her music. I highly recommend. Or if you love this song with her and Demi Lovato, make sure you go put the song on your playlist. I highly recommend. This is the woman's anthem, and you need to listen to this more. So trust me, we need songs like this. And Demi, this is how you close your Demi era with this song. And there's nothing more I can say, so I cannot wait to see what Demi Lovato album we're covering next week. So Demi, I love you so much. This is the best song you put on your album, and I'm glad that I closed out your Demi era with this song. So, yeah, there's nothing more I could say, and I'm proud of it. I love it so much, and there's nothing more I could say about it. So love you, Demi, and I hope you have a great rest of your career, and thank you for inspiring me. So this one's for you. So, yeah. So, this is the end of the Song of the Week, and that is the end of my podcast. So, before I go, some of the other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip in 2023, and if you want to do it safely, anyone here gets to hear some of the cast members that this podcast knows, and if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, go to the Mousetrap Podcast, featuring my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Kamina has 3 podcasts out now. The first one is all about cartoons. So if you've been a fan of cartoons since you were a kid, or if you're in a big family who loves cartoons with kids, Cartoon Fan is where you need to go to. There's nothing words can describe this podcast. She recaps and reviews all of the cartoons from every network and every title. So trust me, this is the podcast you need to go to if you're a big fan of cartoons and if you have a family who loves cartoons. So this podcast you should be able to listen to. Trust me, I've been a cartoon fan myself, so you see the pun there. But yeah, so make sure you go and listen to that podcast. Highly recommend, and you'll thank me later for it. So this is amazing, and I cannot wait to see what's next. So yeah, go to that podcast if you're a big fan of cartoons. So yeah. But the second podcast, if you love anything about the Dangerverse, like Henry Danger, Dangerforce, or anything in the Dangerverse, you should go out check out the podcast called Danger Girl. She recaps every episode from Henry Danger and Dangerforce, and she reviews them as well. So I really, really love that podcast. Make sure you go and give that a follow. I highly recommend for you to do so. So she's a big fan of the Danger Universe as much as I am. You should go and check out Danger Girl. I highly recommend for you to do so. And she is amazing. So make sure you go and check that out. But if you're a fan of fan fiction, and if you love Henry Danger, her third podcast is called Henry Danger Stories. So if you love fan fiction and Henry Danger, she goes on her Wattpad and reads all the chapters from those fan fiction, like whatsoever situations. Trust me, I am on Wattpad, and it's really, really addicting, so I'm not gonna lie that much. But if you're a fan of Henry Danger and fan fiction altogether, go to Henry Danger Stories, the podcast. She'll read all those chapters to you. So I love Kamina, she loves her so much, and this is the coolest thing I've ever heard. So congratulations to you, Kamina. I love you so much. And she used to have one podcast that had it all. She that had horror and Henry Danger and anything else. It used to be called Kamina T. But unfortunately, that podcast is no longer with us. But I am glad to have her on my podcast. She was so cool. She is absolutely amazing. And she's been a fan of this, like, through and through. So, if you want to hear that, what topics that we did of the week, or what season one episodes of Danger Force that we covered, season one of Danger Force episodes we covered, or if you want to hear our songs of the week, go find Kamina T in the description in the podcast. She is really good people. I'm so glad to call her a man fan and a friend, and I'm so glad I found her my For You page in my Instagram. So Kamina, I love you so much, girl. I hope you're having a very fantastic week. So I gotta go enjoy this week as well, guys. But I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. No matter what, if you're from the United States or across the pond, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And also, thank you for letting me blabble for an hour. And you guys make my day. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I hope I made your day a little bit better as well. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for making my day even brighter. And thank you for just tuning in. So I love you guys so much. And I hope you're having a great rest of your day. So yeah, so it's going to be awesome. It's going to be good. And next week is going to be another episode. So I'm really excited about that. So, yeah. So make sure you go give my podcast a follow. That'd be really, really great. Always, you can find my podcast on Spotify for Podcasters, formerly known as Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And make sure you share my podcast on social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram to get the man fans know if they're bored out of their minds, or they're on vacation, or at work, or anything else, etc. Or if you love Henry Danger and Danger Force Entertainment, which is the Henry Danger Universe and the HTU. And I am your girl for that. So, yeah, but also make sure you follow me on social medias if you like. Go to miss.holland92 on Instagram with all my vacations, birthday shoutouts, anything that's just dedicated to me. And I just did a new post recently on National Superhero Day dedicated to the one and only Kid Danger himself, Jace Norman. So make sure you go give it a like, comment, share on your posts and stories. That would mean a lot to me, and that would be the coolest thing to ever be amazing. So if you're coming from this podcast, follow me on that Instagram page, and let me know that you're following me. So thank you so much for listening and following me, and thank you so much. But if you're a moviegoer or a TV show goer, no problem. I got you covered. To Marilyn Susan on Instagram, and I review every movie and every TV show there is, no matter what it's from. Action films, or Marvel, or Star Wars, or DC, I got you covered. So make sure you follow my Marilyn Susan account if you're looking for a movie or TV show that you really, really love to enjoy. And make sure you go follow me on Marilyn Susan account, which I highly, highly, highly recommend for you to do. And if you're coming from this podcast, yet again, go follow me on my Marilyn Susan account if you're a moviegoer like myself. And make sure you go and do that. So please do, and I highly recommend. But if you don't have an Instagram, no problem. You can follow me on Twitter, just miss.norman1992, with the exact same concept. Whatever movies or action movies are from Marvel, Star Wars, DC, Paramount Plus, or whatever, I got you covered on that. So make sure you go follow me on Twitter. Please do so. Do my reviews on every single episode from each of the TV shows. And it's really a good platform to represent my thought of each episode. So yeah, so thank you so much for following me on Twitter. I really appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I love you so much. So if you're coming from this podcast, follow me on Twitter as well. So thank you so much. I really appreciate that. But during the beginning things of my Twitter career, I talked about the cutest human being in the entire world, Jace Norman. How can you not love that guy? And it is just amazing. But anyways, go follow me on Twitter. Please do so. And that would mean a lot to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I love you guys so much. So, yeah. But wait. If you don't know what to do, not a problem. I'm going to give you a step-by-step of everything so you know where you're going and where you're going to find my podcast and where you can find it. So it's not a problem. So here's the step-by-step on how you can find my podcast and whatever your social media platform you're on. Step one, go to my Miss.Holland92 account or my Marilyn Susan account on Miss.Holland92 on Instagram if you're following me on Instagram. And go to my profile picture. And if you look at the link, that's the link to my podcast. go to the link in my bio, whatever you can. But if you're following me on Twitter, which is MissDadNorman1992, make sure you go to the bio, and there's a link in my bio as well. So that's the first step. So step one, go to my profile. There's a link in my bio. Step two, go click the link in my bio, whatever you're from, Twitter or Instagram. Click on the bio, and it could take you straight to my podcast page. All the episodes will be listed, yada, yada, yada. But go if there's a button you might recognize, and go to the button that says More Platforms. So click on the More Platforms button, and you see all the platforms that's streaming on the thing and big whatsoever. But if you see a platform that you do recognize and you're subscribed to, click on that icon, and it'll take you straightly into the website. Go to accept cookies, of course, but enter your username, your password, or your email, of course, and make sure you accept that. And once you've done that, click the notification bell on my podcast, click that follow button, and boom, you have joined the Man Fan family. So, yeah. So if you guys that are new here, welcome. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, Cap Henry Danger, and Danger Force. My goal is to make you guys comfortable, whatever you have kids, if you've known the show from the past, if you don't know the show, this is the opportunity to get to know this podcast better. So trust me, there are a lot of episodes for you to choose from for your kid, and trust me, haven't heard of the show, I got you covered, so this is the safest place to go to, and you're safe with me. So make sure you buckle up, sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and I hope you can love it for the rest of the way. So I love you guys, and thank you for so much for joining the ride, and I hope I can make you comfortable. So yeah, so welcome. So, and for the returning people that came with me since day one, thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate you. It's been 3 years since this podcast has been on the air, which is absolutely crazy. And you've been with there since the very beginning, since during the quarantine days, we couldn't get out of the house. And ever since time went on, you still came to me, even though that you went on your separate ways. And it's just crazy to me how you guys are just the coolest fans in the entire world, from the United States or from outside of the country. You guys blow my mind. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. If you're a Man fan, God bless you. And I love you so much. And I'm not going to stop until every Henry Danger and Danger Force episode is on this platform. So thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. And I love you guys to infinity and beyond. And sorry, that's a Toy Story joke. But yeah, so I love you guys. Stay cool. Be yourselves. And don't let anybody stop you from chasing your dreams. And just be yourselves. And don't let anybody just be bullying you. So be the bigger person. Just say that. So I love you guys. I hope we can keep this ride going. And thank you for following me since the very beginning. So I'm not going to stop. And yeah, that's about it. So I love you guys. Be you. And thank you for following along. I really appreciate it. Thank you a lot. And thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you guys so much. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure to put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, yeah. Again, this has been Marilyn Negron. And this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update.
We blow bubbles
and fight crime.
Feels good.
Bye-bye.